You couldn't make it up. English news on Friday the 13th of December. Yesterday it was Romanian deputies trying to turn the clock back on history by voting changes to their penal code that would give them communist-era style immunity from corruption charges. Today, the bad guys are the government of Brazil, heading towards a vote to allow genetically modified plants to be used by Brazil's agricultural giants. If passed, this vote will break a 13-year-old agreement by 193 countries worldwide not to use the Terminator gene technology. The modified plants are feared by small farmers because they have Terminator genes that make them die after one harvest, meaning that farmers have to buy new seed each year instead of saving some from their harvest to plant for next year's crops. As Brazil is one of the largest agricultural production countries in the world, there are fears that if they break ranks, it will allow other countries to do the same and will quickly give the seed producers a stranglehold. Along with the gene modification that makes plants die after the harvest, there are others that make plants resistant to pesticides and herbicides that kill everything else. The seed manufacturers also sell these lethal agrochemicals, so farmers that don't buy any of their seeds will find their own crops destroyed by the agrochemicals used by their neighbours. Stand by for renewed environmental protests, because this move to allow some genetically modified plant use for non-food crops, such as paper industry trees, is likely to be seen as the thin end of a very dangerous wedge. A very effective one-woman protest has been revealed in a current London court trial of former newspaper editors. It's been reported that Her Majesty the Queen of England turned detective when she noticed that bowls of nuts put out for her to snack from in Buckingham Palace were becoming mysteriously empty. She started secretly marking the levels to prove that she wasn't just imagining the cashew nuts were disappearing. The culprits turned out to be the police patrolling the palace corridors in the days leading up to the wedding of her son, Prince Charles. The police were told to keep their sticky fingers away from the Queen's nuts. Prince Charles himself is in the news today, as he issues a warning to senior business executives that the world is fast using up its bank of resources in the natural world because of corporate greed in the form of untenable economic growth. The prince is a long-term advocate of environmental issues and would certainly understand what's at stake in Brazil. He's spoken out against gene modification technology in the past. We can only hope that he is as successful in his campaign as his mother was in her amateur sleuthing. That's all for now. Bye.